Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now this week I want you to focus on how you start your day. Every single day I want you to be more deliberate and intentional. Now here's a really silly question. I believe it's going to get a big fat dub haul from you, but I got to ask it anyway. Just hear me. Do you think how we start the day can either smile or frown upon the mood we have for the rest of the day and then affect our productivity and results? Now, there's a professor by the name of Stephanie Wilk from Ohio State University who did an interesting study. And she studied people who are customer service reps and in a call center. And she found that those people who arrived in a good mood actually stayed in a good mood, and that good feeling increased as the day progressed, especially after speaking with their customers. Now, those who arrived in more of a miserable mood felt worse as the day progressed, and that led to, and you got to hear this, led to more than a 10% decline in productivity. So, I mean, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to realize that that mood that we have on the inside just can show its face on the outside, and then in turn just can snowball the rest of the day, whether it be good or bad. Now, here are a few tips that I believe are going to help you. From the moment you wake up in the morning, there are some things that you can do. Now, you don't have to do all of these. I'm going to tell you some of the things I do. The very first thing that when I get up, pardon me if this is warm and fuzzy, but I say thank you. Now, whether you want to put a spiritual spin on that or something that you're just saying in general, like something you're acknowledging to self or to the universe, that is up to you. But I start with, the minute I open up my eyes, I'm saying thank you. And then very, very quickly, probably 30 seconds, maybe 45 seconds tops, I'm going through a very quick gratitude inventory of the things that I'm particularly grateful for, because that's an emotion I want to start my day with. I think it's a lot better than sitting there and having that feeling of despair, or you're thinking about that person that you really don't want to see today or whatever. The second thing comes from Tony Robbins. And one of the things Tony Robbins teaches is this concept called power questions. And sometimes we ask ourselves questions that are really not very, very powerful, like, why does this happen to me? And just things that are more negative. And what he recommends is ask yourself the questions that would trigger the emotions that you want to experience on a regular basis. So maybe one of the questions you could ask yourself is, what do I have to look forward to today? What am I most excited about? I mean, you could even, again, going down the warm and fuzzy route, you could, I mean, sometimes it's good to feel appreciated and loved. You know, who loves me? Who do I love? That kind of thing. And, you know, you should never, ever, ever feel self-conscious about doing something warm and fuzzy. Screw everybody else. They're not the ones in charge of your life. You are. You do whatever you have to do. And I'm here to tell you that when it comes time to do your taxes, the IRS will not allow you to do a deduction because you did something warm and fuzzy to make the money that you're going to make. So don't worry about how you have to do this, as long as you keep it between ethical and legal. Next, no news is good news. Let me say it again. No news is good news. For years, I started my day by listening to the news. Big mistake. I hate the freaking news now. I'm not kidding you. Yes, I cannot, you know, yes, I absolutely have to stay in touch and know what's going on in the world, and I can't live life in a bubble. But do I really need to know about the 13 people who were just like murdered, and, you know, which country is ready to get in a fist fight with some other country, and plane crashes and all these horrible things of despair? And what I came to realize is that these people doing the news, they hardly ever report anything positive because bad news sells for whatever reason. It's like we just love this misery as a human race. So I just don't want to deal with that stuff. So I choose to take my news by just scanning my homepage very quickly, but I don't need to be watching the news. Plus, they beat the hell out of topics a lot more than they ever did. It's like, geez, didn't you run out of stuff to talk about on this topic like 2 hours ago, and you're just talking about the same damn thing? Enough, dude. But anyway, obviously, exercise. One thing that I'm a huge fan of is create a music playlist of the music that makes you feel awesome. You know what I'm talking about. You've had it happen. You're driving down a road, that song that you love comes on, and it takes you back to some incredible time of your life, or maybe even it's just something from now, you know, that's going on right here and now, and that song, man, you love it. I've had people hear a song from when they were married. Maybe it's their song. Heck, every time I hear, and I hate to like really show how old I am, every time I hear that song Kokomo, it wasn't our wedding song, so everybody relax. I'm not going to trade in my guitar because I'm mentioning this song, so everybody take a chill. But every time I hear that song, Kokomo, I think about driving through the Florida Keys with my wife in a convertible. I actually had hair in those days, so the hair kind of, you know, blowing in the wind and everything like that. A lot younger, man. I'm ready to conquer the world, man. I got my girl by my side. I'm going down to the Florida Keys. And then they're singing that song. I'm like you wrote the song for me. Thank you, Beach Boys. But anyway, so you got to have that song that does it for you. But also, too, you know, if you're able to take the scenic route to work, why not do it? Hey, and finally, one other thing, just backtracking a little bit. You know, try to keep your conversation before you get into the office positive. I know sometimes when we're speaking with our significant other, sometimes the conversation can go down a negative road. Try to keep it positive. So this, you know, it's very important that both of you kind of get to your place of employment in the optimal state. It's not a bad thing. But anyway, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and we create courses and offer one-on-one coaching to help you sell more. Now, to learn how, I want you to visit YourSalesPlaybook.com/hire_Paul. And on that note, I am wishing you guys an incredible week ahead. Go get them.